Court, the movie podcast where Sean
and Mampy
watch shit, talk shit, and most importantly, eat shit. We are the law.
And guess what we saw?
Late Night with the Devil, starring Dustin Dashmashan. Is it Dash Melchin?
It's Dashmashan.
Is it Dustin?
It's Justin Jastmalchian.
Justin Jastmalchian.
He's just
Justin Jastmalchian and some other people.
Okay.
You want to know what happens in this movie?
Yeah, please tell me about the plot.
It's the late night.
Mm-hmm.
Like a late night TV show.
Yes.
And there's a fella played by Dustin Jastmalchian.
Okay.
And he's the host.
Yes.
His name's like Frankie Carbone or
yeah, something
Doggy,
like that.
Doggy Dimpson.
Tony.
And yes. Tony Dalton. And he is the late night host.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he's had a great time being kind of the second best late night host, which is apparently a bad thing. I don't know.
Yeah, apparently.
According to this, the movie, it is bad to be the second best, especially in the 70s when that meant like still like 45 million people watched
exactly.
your TV show.
Yeah, it's like, wait a minute. I think
poor
you're
guy.
All right.
poor guy. He had it rough.
It really...
And then his wife dies of cancer.
Yes, lung cancer.
And then he comes back and his ratings are sagging. They're going way down.
They don't like him anymore now that
they don't like him anymore, which is sad. I mean, it makes sense because he is played by the creepy actor. Like our our current creepy actor.
I was very surprised that they picked him. I went, huh.
I think he's quite funny in it.
Yeah, he did a good job.
He pulls it off.
Felt like a host, but I was like, that is an interesting, I would never think that choice.
It's a weird choice because in all of the other movies, he doesn't seem like he is lighthearted.
Yeah.
But he's back for, and he's and it's sweeps week, and he's trying to make it big.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what his plan is?
He's gonna do some occult shit.
He's gonna summon a demon, which is a pretty cool thing to do.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work out that well. No.
Nope.
It doesn't work out that well. And that's the end. A lot of people die.
A lot spoiler of people alert. Die. Yeah, big spoiler. Sorry.
Spoiler alert. From now on.
Yeah.
Beep. This is the bring up the curtain on the spoiler.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just open up the curtain. Ah, it's spoiler time, baby.
It's me, the spoiler man.
Gotta spoil that movie tonight. Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe.
I love a good spoiler.
Yeah. Well, spoil it for me. What spoil your beef lamb euro, please? What's the best part of this dang movie, Late Night with the Devil?
You know, we've already talked about him, but our lead actor was my favorite part. I thought he sold it. I thought he was that character. And I was like,
yes.
I'm impressed because, as we mentioned, from the first time you see him in The Dark Knight, you're like, oh, yeah, this guy is a little wacky.
Guy's freaky deaky.
Yeah, if you ran into him at some point, you'd be like, oh, no.
Mm-mm.
Uh-uh. And he did a good job feeling like likable. And like he kept it. It wasn't the typical horror movie of like weird shit starts happening and he just ignores it the whole time. He was like, wait a minute. This is fucking weird.
This is pretty bad, huh?
Yeah. And I like that. I liked his character. I thought he did a good job in the performance.
Oh, you thought he had a good performance.
Yeah, sorry. I thought he did a good job.
Oh, good.
That was my favorite. I was like, oh, yeah, he did great.
Yeah, he is really, really good. And I think I agree. He's quite good.
Yeah.
You know what else is good about this movie?
Uh-oh, you tell
me. My beef lamb euro.
Oh, yeah, what's your favorite part?
Man, what is my thought? There's a lot of stuff that I like about it.
Yeah.
I like the lighthearted tone, obviously.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I like the fact that it's got those kind of very silly, punny jokes throughout.
Yes, very.
I like...
Very late night.
The sidekick.
Yes.
Side man guy. most of all, though, I like kind of the yucky special effects when they do some yucky ones.
I like the yucky.
There's especially... My favorite one... is the sidekick is being brainwashed.
Yes.
He's being hypnotized. And the hypnotist is making, well, spoiler alert, we don't know this at the time, but he's making the sidekick believe that he's full of worms.
Yes.
And he pulls like a worm out of his neck.
Yeah, it's like, ooh.
And it's very gross. And he's starting to get hot and he's taking off his shirt. And then he just rips open his belly flesh. Ooh. And there's just thousands of worms inside of him. He's just like, oh, there's worms inside of me. And I like that part.
Yeah, it was nice to see worms come out of his guts. I was like,
I like when worms come out of people's guts. It doesn't happen enough in pictures these days.
Do you think it was shredded barbecue that was in there? What do you think was in there?
It looked like worms. I mean, it's probably, I don't know. Is PETA...
Do they care?
Does PETA care about worms?
I don't know. That's a great... We should ask them. Write in.
Tweet at us, at FoodCourtCast. PETA, if you are working for PETA, or mm-hmm. if you're just friends with the organization PETA,
mm-hmm.
or if you work at a Greek restaurant,
yeah,
let us know.
Man.
Is it okay to put worms in a man's fake stomach?
Yeah, I want to know. I don't know. Because the worms, I mean, there's no consent. The worms aren't able to sign off. They don't have hands or maybe brains to, like, enough brains to even know what a pen is. I don't know what they,
they don't understand the concept of a pen, I would guess.
No, I don't think so. But
do you think they like movies?
I bet they like the vibrations. They like,
oh, yeah. Whoa, feel it, feel it.
Yeah, they feel the movie.
Marky Mark. Like,
That's kind of cool.
So they really love Dune 2.
Oh,
and
my
Tenet
God. Dune.
And shit like that.
Especially is a big, I mean, you know, there's big worms in it, but it is for the worms.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
It's for the fucking worms, man.
They watch Dune 2 and they're like, that could be me.
That could be me one day.
Hey, could be you. You work out, you drink your milk, you could end up like one of those big space worms.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Someday, son.
Eating spaceships and killing
Do
people.
They probably could eat a spaceship.
Yeah, they ate that that one ship in the first one.
Don't
know if that's good for digestion. I can't. That couldn't have been nice going through.
Shai Hulud can eat anything. It's a god.
I guess so.
I mean, God's not like, oh, I've got a stomach ache. It's God.
Well, I mean, I guess, you know, the jury's still out on that.
On whether Shai Hulud is God?
On whether gods can have stomach aches. You know, it's like, who knows?
Hmm.
Maybe they could. Maybe life is just God's big headache. You never know.
He's God's like, oh, these people are such assholes. Yeah. Why did I create them?
Yeah.
I mean, if you created people, you'd be pretty embarrassed.
Yeah, I think that's probably why we don't hear from God. Just like really like, oh, I fucked this shit up.
He was like, well, okay, you know, I gave you the perfect place. And you fucked everything up.
Yeah, the food grows naturally. Just eat it.
Yeah. Don't eat the apple.
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking, guys.
Please. Please, you stupid
That's
bitch.
All I want. And they're like, oh, that apple does look pretty good.
The snake said we should do it. So, yeah. I mean.
And the snake was like, have this wonderful apple.
Have a slice of apple.
And then they were like, huh.
Well, seems good to me.
Seems very friendly and not dangerous.
I love that it's a snake. Like, how obvious of a like evil thing. Like, it makes no
they
sense.
Didn't know back then.
It should have been like a Paddington Bear or something comes out.
That'd be smart.
Might I interest you in an apple? You learn everything you've ever wanted.
Oh, okay. Oh, well. Huh. Oh. Hey, Eve.
Eve.
You think we should eat this apple?
Will
Adam
it give
was
us
probably
knowledge
Southern, right?
of everything? Yeah, oh, I think he was. I bet that was the first accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does feel the oldest.
It does, for some reason.
Even though it's definitely much younger than most accents on Earth.
Yeah, I you know, this has nothing to do with anything, but
it does.
I mean, it does with what you just said, but not with the movie. But I, you know, the people, they like our tangents. I think I'm divining that they are into them.
Speaking of the divine,
yeah. I think that, like, British accents, how does that come out of, like, you know, cavemen, like, do they just, they suddenly become British, and then it turns into Southern when they come here? That's wild.
Yeah.
And into all of, I mean, it turns into all of the crazy accents. I just want to sit in a little chair and watch it all happen. That's my dream.
I mean, how do you, I bet someone has tracked it, but I would love to see the going back in time backwards from the Southern accent.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I'd like to see that with everything. I want to see how all the roads being built, everything. That's maybe when we die, that's what happens. We get plugged back in and we're like, oh, I see it all.
I know what happened in Late Night with the Devil, the feature film from IFC Productions.
IFC.
So what else happened in this movie?
So a lot of shit happens. They have a mind reading guy.
Oh, that guy's great.
Yeah, Christo. Christo. That almost sounds like Cousteau. That was the.
Isn't Christo the guy who hangs tablecloths on shit? Is that that guy?
Yeah,
he's got like fucking 50x50. Tablecloths and he throws it over shit.
That's what he does.
I mean, it looks cool. I'm not really making fun of it, but I think that is truly what he does. It's awesome.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
If you're walking through a park and you see like 50 tablecloths hanging from shit, you're like, wow, this is beautiful.
This looks awesome, man.
Love this.
Why are these ever just on tables?
Yeah,
they have such better uses.
Yeah, you can hang it from shit.
But Chris Due comes and he's like using his psychic powers, kind of gets it wrong at first. And you're like, oh, this guy's kind of not very good at what he's doing.
Might be a fake.
But then he gets it right big time. And the ladies are crying because their son that died in a sad way. Yeah.
And did he kill himself?
I think so.
I would.
If I was in that family, it's just like, ugh, let me out. No.
No, thanks.
We're kidding.
JK.
JK. You got to end everything with JK, just in case, you know.
Yeah, we would never joke.
Never. Not once.
Wait, we would joke, but no. We would never be serious.
Yeah, we wouldn't joke without telling you that we were joking.
JK.
JK. And then the bit is over. It's time to go to commercial. And Chris Due has a freaking fit. Something takes over his body. His eyes are like, oh, and he's got veins growing out of his head.
Yeah.
He's like, somebody, please release me from this.
Yeah.
Like there's a ghost telling him a name.
And, yeah.
And the name happens to be the nickname of the host's wife.
Oh,
Minnie. So, and the host didn't give it away because he doesn't want people to know that he's in some kind of cult, Hollywood cult, I guess.
He doesn't want them to know.
I mean,
the Grove, which is a real place.
Yeah, I've heard about this. It always looks goofy in pictures.
Oh, it looks so goofy. There's this book called Them.
Ooh.
I think it's called Them, but it's basically this guy who is interviewing different people who are in kind of conspiracy stuff.
Yeah.
Like one of the people he interviews is like one of the guys who was like a financier for Osama bin Laden.
Oh, damn.
So it's like super crazy. And of course, he's just like some guy who lives in like Paris.
Yeah.
And because they can't actually really tie any of the shit to him. But the other guy is Alex Jones before he was famous. Like he was just kind of like an online
weird
entity before he had become very, very famous. And like his part of the book is him trying to get into the Grove. Cause like the Grove is one of the big, like, oh, the Jews plus the Hollywood elite are going into the woods and sacrificing kids and that kind of thing.
Jeez.
And which they, I mean, they're probably just part of, they don't need to go to a secret location.
Yeah, they could just do it.
Like the Hollywood elite just, they build Nickelodeon and then they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
But the, you know, the conspiracy is that they're in the Grove and they, they decide who gets famous and who doesn't get famous. And you have to drink blood and all that weird shit.
Dang.
But he's just like, it's, the book is like the writer plus Alex Jones trying to sneak into the Grove.
Yeah. That's and, so crazy.
And like them getting in, and then it's kind of like just sort of like a weird, it's just weird.
Yeah.
You know, there's like people hanging around grilling and everybody looks, yeah, and there's lots of people with weird costumes.
But
that's about it. Like it's not, they don't actually find anything at all.
Or did they cut a deal? And then Alex Jones became famous.
Or, I mean, that is entirely true.
Look, I'm just saying, Sean, neither of us are famous and neither of us have killed a kid or drank the blood or done the costumes. None of
us.
Or
so you think. I actually, I'm one of the few failed experiments at killing a kid to get famous.
They're like, sorry, sometimes it just doesn't work out.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Sorry, we're going to have to pass.
Dang it.
You definitely killed that kid, but
oh, well.
Not much style.
Yeah.
Or flair.
No style points.
I'm like, ah, oh, fuck. Right. Well.
Maybe next time.
Guess I'll throw this kid in a dumpster. One, two, three, flump.
You're like, what'll that get me? It'll get you 59 in podcasts in Malaysia this week or whatever. You know?
Hey, it was worth it.
Yeah.
It was so worth it.
All our Malaysia friends, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Shout out to Malaysia.
Do you like the peace sign? I know in some Asian countries they like the peace sign.
I'll do an M for Malaysia.
Okay. great. But what keeps happening is the weirdest things happen.
Yes.
Mr. Christou stays around for the next break, and then he does like a super projectile black vomit, yeah, which I like a lot.
That was wild.
And I also like that later they reveal that Christou has faked his seeing the child who has killed itself.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, they try to. There's a skeptic among them who used to do magic, and now he just wants to dispel everything. Yeah, he definitely fills that role. Like,
and the skeptic is played by the dude who is Agent Smith in the real world in the Matrix movies.
Yes, that was, yeah. I was like, where have I seen that
yep,
guy?
Yep, that's him.
He's another great villain.
But he speaks to the two women who have lost a beloved brother and son.
Mm.
And they're like, oh, yeah, some lady talked to us and asked us every single thing about our life.
Yeah, exactly.
So Christou has faked that. And the only thing he has gotten right is the fact that there's bad shit in the air.
Yeah.
There's demon shit floating around. And also someone was named Minnie.
Yes. And, I mean, I guess he was somewhat perceptive because he got effed because the door got open, baby.
He's got some skills, but or maybe he didn't. Maybe he never did, and he just, and the devil thought it would be funny to choose him of all people.
Exactly.
And who knows?
He pays the ultimate price.
Yeah.
Chris dead.
He never gets to be on TV again.
Mm-mm.
That's the ultimate price.
Yeah, but at least, you know, he got on once. That's pretty cool. I mean, he's been on before, I'm sure.
He looks like he's been on before.
Yeah.
And then, is there any... Yeah, then there's the guy who disproves things.
Yes,
Mr. Magician. Who disproves
things.
And he is quite good as well. He has a very ridiculous outfit.
Yeah.
So does he get puked on, too, by a different person?
He got, no, just by Christou, I think.
Okay.
He does later get burned alive from the inside out.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Is crazy.
That's nice.
Yeah, just so you know.
There yeah, is some spoiler alert.
Stuff later.
Stuff happens.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, as they say, happens.
It really does. Don't it?
What other good stuff happens?
There is. There's a like a not a seance, but like they strap up this little girl who has been working with a psychoanalyst doctor.
Her name is Lily.
Lily, I think. Yeah, I think Lily. And they've done all this work to get her free of this entity.
Yeah.
Or at least live her life as best she can.
Yeah, she's doing okay.
Yeah, so they sit down and they have like a kind of, you know, just two chair set up where they're like talking to each other.
It's
and
nice. Then, they bring down the lights.
Yeah, they bring down the lights. And then the entity, Mr. Wriggles, I believe.
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, okay. Yeah, it's fine.
Because he likes to wriggle into my head.
He likes to wriggle into my head.
And then he wriggles out.
Okay.
All right. Sounds like someone
That's
wrote that.
That's the best that. You got? Okay, yeah. Cool. Sounds good.
Great. and so they have a little seance moment, and she floats in the air, which is a fun little moment.
Yeah.
And she looks she almost looks like a different actor when she yes. has all her makeup. I was like, is that like her brother or something? Like,
makeup is very cool.
Yeah.
And creepy.
They made her look very different. I was like, woo.
Yeah.
So that was a nice little change. And there's sometimes where they cut to her where she looks like she has like huge mouth or something, but like it's so quick, and you're like,
yes.
Oh, what? It's kind of fun. It's like, oh,
yeah, I like happening? That.
Yeah. Some of the cutting was fun.
Yes.
Oh, I thought.
It's, I will say, it has been a few days since I've seen this.
Yes.
And I did like it,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't love it.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So some of the stuff is just kind of like, oh, yeah, that happened. That, and that happened.
Yeah,
and that happened,
exactly.
And that happened. And those were nice, and I had fun. With
yeah,
that.
I also
I don't feel impassioned by it.
No, I have to also because okay, I'm completely honest. I was kind of like
you never watched it.
No, that would be amazing. I haven't seen it. No, I'll tell you a little tale.
Tell me.
I tried to go see the movie.
So many times.
Something bad happened on the trains. I don't know what. A lot of bad shit's been going down here. I'm about to get in my car and just leave because it's getting kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But, so
it's
waiting.
Dark time.
I'm waiting for the M train. And then it's not coming. Long time goes by. I'm like, I'm going to maybe be late for this movie if I don't go.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, is something up? And I look at the little schedule, and it's like an incident has occurred. All trains are done for. And I was like, "What?
All
trains on this?
I mean,
this
I guess
route.
All M trains, yeah,
yeah." I was like, "Okay." And then it pulls up, and we get on, and they're like, "We're just going two stops, and that's it." I was like, well, I'll get closer to where I'm trying to go. And then
if we go past that, there's blood everywhere.
Yeah, I was like, what's
you
going
don't
on?
Don't want to be seeing that.
So I tried to get a bus, but everyone from the trains was waiting for the bus.
Oh,
so I was like,
all
right, I'm just going home. So I just was like way further. So I didn't get to go. And then on the way back, all of the entrances were blocked off with caution tape. I was like, what the fuck happened? I still don't know what happened. Anyway.
Weird.
Very
that
weird.
That seems like something that would be in a paper.
Yeah, it was very odd.
Oh, well.
Maybe I can look. I'm sure I can look it up and see what horrific.
If you work for
MTA.
MTA?
I think.
Tweet at us, at FoodCourtCast, please.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anyway, but so the next day I went to see it, but I was very tired, so maybe this affected me. But I was kind of just like,
yeah.
This kind of felt like,
yeah.
Honestly felt kind of bad I suggested it. I was like, dang.
You don't have to feel bad. I had a good time.
Yeah. I mean, there were good things.
Absolutely.
I had some issues with – I took umbrage with some stuff.
I had so many issues. Let's switch over the issues just so I can get to the issues.
Sean, can you vamp? I got to let a cat out this room.
Of course. I would love to vamp. Before we switch over to the low main, I just want to say I had a good time. It's pretty good. Like, it's one of those movies, like, I love almost any horror movie, and I just had a good time. But I had some problems with it.
Yeah.
Some big problems.
Yeah.
My main problem is my low main.
Oh.
And this is sort of a fundamental flaw in the way the thing is put together.
Mm.
Because, so they show the show.
Yeah.
And then Michael Ironside, who is one of my most favorite actors of all time, does the narrating.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in, you know, Scanners and a million other movies that I love. And he's like, this, now we have unaired behind the scenes footage.
Yeah.
Which is fine. But somehow they have like a multi-camera setup for the behind the scenes footage.
Yeah.
They're cutting to, I think, at least three different behind the scenes footage cameras.
Yeah. And it's like, who would be filming these conversations? Like, it makes no sense.
It doesn't make any. I mean, certainly there's no way that there are behind the scenes cameras for the second most popular late night show in the 70s. No,
I don't like think it's, even for the most. I don't know if they did that.
One of the things that is essential for a like found footage movie is like some suspension of disbelief. Like,
exactly.
You know, you watch Blair Witch, and the reason it works is because, well, these people seem fucking scared.
Yeah.
And they have two cameras, so they're shooting with those two cameras. They never break that spell.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Host, which is a more recent one, it's all on the, you know, when stuff is moving, it's because one of the characters has a laptop and they're carrying their laptop. Or at least that's how we understand it. But this, like, goes so far out of it.
Mm.
It's just, it lost me.
Yeah.
And when it went back to the show, I was like, oh, great. This is perfect. Yeah. There's four, of course there's three or four cameras. This is a TV show.
Yeah, it fits.
But when they're in the back and they're having these conversations, it's like, well, one, I didn't really care that much. Like, I didn't feel like it added very much.
Yeah.
I guess they wanted the show to be, they wanted the movie to be an hour and a half or something, so they needed to add something. But late night shows are 2 hours, so there's no reason to do that. But also, it's just like, well, this has gotten rid of the idea of the movie.
Yeah, it broke the suspension of disbelief line.
Yeah, because it was like, well, okay, if they have one, I'll just for some reason believe that there's a, you know, there's a 16 millimeter camera. There's somebody making a documentary about night owls.
Yeah, sure.
And he's got one camera. But they just keep cutting back and forth.
Yeah, it's like, huh?
Why would, if you're shooting a documentary with two 16 millimeter cameras that people are handheld or something, why would they both walk to the same spot?
Yeah, and like cut together this well, like cut, like it doesn't make any sense.
It's really weird.
Private conversation.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, if they just cut the bit about it being any behind the scenes and just, so like at the end when the host, he goes into this like dream state or whatever, and it's just like a widescreen, like a movie.
Yeah.
I think all of the times where they're not on the thing, just do that. So it's just like, okay, it's just a separation. We don't need to think it's behind the scenes. It's just, that's just what's happening outside of the show.
That would work fine.
I think that would be way,
But like trying to sell us on the idea that there is this like really huge behind the scenes crew for this.
Very odd.
Like number 17 on the charts TV show.
Yeah.
It's just, and they're getting
everything that's happening. Like every person that's there that has a crew.
And somehow, like, certainly if I was, maybe not responsible, but if I was somehow a party to a death, I wouldn't be talking so candidly in front of three different cameras.
Exactly.
I'd be like, hey, let's take this into a closed room or something.
Exactly.
While we talk about the guy who died live on our television show.
Yeah.
There may be some kind of repercussions and legal challenges.
Yeah.
Related to a man's death by vomiting on our show.
It was an odd choice that definitely took me out of it. And every time they did it, I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
And anytime you have a bit in a movie that reoccurs, you got to make sure it doesn't like slow it down or like make you. You're just kind of like, okay, can we get through this? Like, because that's what it felt like. More of the producer smoking. You got to do this. It's like,
baby, it's working out great. Yeah. We're doing it. It's like,
his whole character, it just was a bit much. I was like, it just doesn't feel as true to the world as any of the other characters.
No.
Like, it felt very weird. I was like, what's going on? Why is this happening?
And the other characters are also on TV.
Yeah.
So, you know, if the magician character is a little bit up, he's a little bit more, he's a little bit extra, it's because he is a guy on TV performing for television cameras. And the same with Christu. Like, he's, of course, Like, mm-hmm. he's doing his extravagant yes. mind things. And, of course, he's a little bit weird and a little bit larger than a human talking. But it's like when you go backstage and this guy's like, oh, baby, we got a great show. It's going to be amazing. Oh, yeah, okay, the guy is dead, but we're going to be fine. Just keep on filming. You know, everything's going to be fine.
And they kept trying to remind us the plot, like, oh, our numbers. It's like, okay, we get it. Like, yeah, we don't need you to tell us every time.
We get it. Every single thing is about the numbers.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they wouldn't do this whole thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
The entire point of the movie.
It felt unnecessary and kind of weird.
It also, and this is not my low main because I've already mentioned my low main, it reminded me a lot of Ghost Watch, which we have watched before.
I was going to bring that up.
It's very similar to the buildup of Ghost Watch. Mm-hmm. And some of the ways that it fails are when it attempts to be more than that.
Yeah.
Like when it says like, oh, let's put some effects and let's have a lot of stuff happening.
Yeah.
And the things that work in Ghost Watch are just like, you don't really see very much shit.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
A few scary things happen and it's fucking creepy because of it.
Yes. And it's like a true found footage. Like they don't break any of that. That movie was really, like, it was so subtle with some of its stuff, and that made it feel so much more grounded.
Yeah.
And yeah, when it gets big, it's like still contained. It's not like completely out of control. Like, okay, wait, this is losing me.
And the presenter, like the main dude, is like, oh, out in the world, everything's falling apart. But they're not cutting to that.
Exactly.
Thank God. They're not cutting to that.
That would ruin it.
But like some of the stuff in this where it's just like there's lightning effects and there's electrics and stuff like that. And the effects are just not that great.
No, that's actually my low main. I'll just like pretty much all the effects. It just completely took me out of them. Like from the moment they do like the electricity where it like shocks the guy, I was like, oh God, no.
Yeah.
I was like, that special effects are almost always the death of like horror movies. Cause it just, I'm not scared anymore. I'm just like, this is just some VFX.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just, and I like the throw up bit, but then they did like fucking fake, like CG black goo on the camera. I was like, it just doesn't look good. Like,
no.
And it just bummed me out every time it would happen. I was like, come on, man.
Yeah.
And I like the idea they tried to do with like the girl's head splitting over. I was
that's
like, whoa,
cool.
I've never seen that. I almost wish it was just like pure, just like gory, crazy, rather than like hyper, like almost like Stranger Things.
Anime.
I was like, what's going on here? Like if it was just like fully just disgusting, gross, I would have been like, whoa, that's really well thought out. That's creepy.
Absolutely.
But it just kind of, there was no kind of cohesiveness. It just kind of felt like, I don't know, just throw this overlay we found on VFX.net or something. Like, it just didn't, I don't know. It didn't feel right to me.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Cause it's really tough. And I was talking to our friend John Burr about it. And there's like little things like when they try to float the chair.
Yeah.
The floating chair doesn't look right.
Exactly. Yeah, everything just kind of doesn't look
right.
Which
is just the thing, like, well, if you're, like, shooting that and then you see it and it doesn't look right, you got to be like, well, we got to find a way to massage this so that we don't show as much.
Yeah.
Because the floating chair should be the easy thing.
Yeah, it's been done in millions.
It's been done a million times. Like, they did it in 1972.
Yeah.
In The Exorcist, and a lady floats, and you still can't tell.
Looks awesome, yeah.
Yeah, it looks amazing. So it's just like, if they can't do that, it's like, we got to have some self-knowledge.
Yeah,
we got to realize, we got to rethink this. Because a lot of it is like, okay, if there's lightning on the ceiling or something, well, we don't even have to see that with the camera.
No, just you can hear it.
Like, see it flash in their face, play the sound, have them go, oh, shit, did you see that?
Yeah.
And we don't see it.
Which is sometimes way better to be like, oh, shit, what's going on?
And especially in a horror movie where, like, sound is so much of what creeps you out, if you just hear, like, a sudden, like, crack, and you see a few sparks or something like that, well, that fucking freaks you out.
Yeah, it's like, holy crap.
You're like, you don't even know what happened.
Which
like,
is
because we see the lightning kind of floating around the ceiling, you're like, okay, I see what's happening.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's not scary because it's just like a – it just looks good. Like, there's nothing about it that looks scary. And it doesn't look like that. Like, there's no real – I know I'm it's weird to ask for any realism, I guess, in a demonic whatever. But it's just like – takes you completely. I don't know. I felt completely because the whole idea is that it's supposed to be real. It's supposed to be a talk show, and then I'm like seeing blue lightning that looks like it was made yesterday. Like it doesn't look even of the time. Like
no, definitely doesn't look 70s. Yeah,
I'd rather.
Like, it's not even like it looks like Star Wars lightning or something like that.
Yeah, it's just like what the fuck was that?
And it has some of like the cool texture, like the cool like animated 70s electricity lightning, which looks cool.
Exactly. It's like, oh, shoot.
But it doesn't have any of that, I don't know.
It just should have been more subtle. Doesn't someone get, like, shocked or something and killed? I can't even remember.
I think so. I don't know. It just, something happens.
It's just, it just took me out.
When they go to big things, like, there's a few things that are cool.
Yeah.
The sidekick gets his head twisted all the way around.
Yes, that was nice.
Which I thought was great.
Yeah.
And the ladies being... like, hanged by her own cross necklace.
That was awesome.
And there's, like, blood, and it's, like, ripping it open. And that felt practical and felt really real and gross.
Yeah. I was like, ooh.
And it did, and it was, like, another thing where, like, oh, since those things worked, it made me sort of even a little more depressed that other things didn't
exactly.
work.
Exactly. It's like, oh.
And also, there's, like, one moment where her head splits open, and she's got, like, yellow eyes, and her face is red and whatever. She's super demon.
Mm-hmm.
And she's getting electricity shot through her, like lightning.
Yeah.
Wide lightning.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how lightning works. I truly don't know. But it's wide lightning. She's getting electrocuted. And it just doesn't look real.
No, it looks goofy. Like, it just looks too goofy to me.
And this is another thing where, like, maybe a degree of separation or something. Like, okay, you've got your behind-the-scenes cameras or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, shoot through the lens of the TV camera.
Yeah.
So you only see, like, you know, really small, crackly, barely can see it, black and white footage of it or something.
Some.
To kind of put another layer between us and that thing.
Like, make the footage, like, distort. Because it's like, if this footage existed, this pristine, of this insane thing happening, like, it would make no – everyone's logic would break. And they'd be like, well, the world is not what we thought it was. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, they should have made it all distort and then cut to wide maybe there. And then it was all happening because it's like, okay, no one else really knows what happened.
Yeah.
And then do it. But it just really didn't work for me, I have to say. And I was like, no. Every time that there was a special effect, I got more and more bummed. And I was like, oh.
It's really too bad.
No.
Because a lot of the stuff up to that works quite well.
Yeah.
Like his jokes and his general demeanor. And also, like, the moment when his wife is with him on the show.
Yeah.
Is a good bit because, like, both you think, oh, he's playing this really well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's playing sad.
Yes.
And pained and, like, on the verge of tears really well.
Yeah.
But also, at the same time, you're like, oh, what a horrible thing he's doing.
Yeah.
Like, what a just awful thing to have your dying wife on your late night show
really
for good ratings.
Not great.
Just awful.
Yeah.
And you kind of hate him.
Exactly. Yeah, he was a bad dude.
And even the outro, like the long kind of trip backwards through all of his crimes and stuff, is okay.
Yeah, it felt like almost like a 2001-ish.
Yeah,
like when they cut
absolutely.
To the wife in the bed, and I was like, okay, maybe this could be cool. It just. I don't know. But then, like, they still had the dumb costumes of the people from the Grove. And so, and I was like, this just doesn't work. Like, it looks
not
so
very
stupid.
Scary.
Yeah. Like, I just, and the, like, cult guy being like, hey, yes, it's, I was like, ugh, I can't.
It's really weird.
I have to admit, I'm just so kind of bored with demonic. There's, like, been a spring of them lately. I know you
there's
said Immaculate's good, but, like, I'm kind of tired of, like, this theme. I feel like it's like the zombie thing and the superhero thing. It's just like, all right, we don't
need
to
take a break.
Ever see it. a kid. Anyway, but.
And the first Omen is coming out soon.
I know. And I think that looked way better.
Yeah, it looks kind of cool.
Than it deserved to look. But.
Absolutely.
I don't know. And then also, I had this weird thought. This felt like the horror version of Asteroid City. Did you ever
see?
Like the ending of Asteroid City had like this really abstract whatever. And then Absolutely. The guy's like, when am I awake or am I sleeping or something like that? And then he says almost the same thing. He's like, is the dreamer awake? Or I was like, what does this have to do with anything? It just felt maybe so, they.
It also felt like the very theatrical parts of Bo is Afraid to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they're kind of going for that, but without like the level of craft, maybe.
Yeah.
I think that's also weird.
That's something that you start to notice. Like I feel like there's a craftsmanship that's just kind of gone. And maybe that just happens with the digital age. It's like,
I mean,
I don't know.
I think some of it is just like, is like a simple, you know, the scientists thought, can we do it, but not should we do it? Like it is, it's sometimes as simple as that, where it's like,
absolutely.
Well, we shouldn't have done that because we didn't have the ability.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't have been any worse of a movie if they had somehow like downgraded the things that happen or have them just be a little more tactile, a little more textural.
Yeah.
And maybe these are two like guys who love doing effects or whatever. True. So they were like, wouldn't it be great if we could do this?
Yeah.
Like the Godzilla Minus One guy was like an effect guy and he was like, oh, let's do the effects. But it just, if they don't work, then the whole movie is hinged upon that ending working.
And if that's what you're trying to make the scary thing, you have a way harder job because it just, I mean, it's like, I always go back to, it's like such a silly, weird reference, but like Crimson Peak, that Guillermo del Toro movie.
Yeah.
Every ghost in that movie is CG and it's 0% scary. Like there's nothing about it that is scary at all. You're like, well, there's this CG thing. Like, it just doesn't, I don't know. It just doesn't work. Or like the new thing movie. It was like, it just doesn't look creepy because it's not real. It's just like, oh yeah, that's, I don't know. I just don't think it works with horror. I really don't.
I think it very rarely does.
Yeah.
I mean, if you kind of put them together or like, do enhancing things stuff like that,
it can,
But,
or like, really hide it. Like, really make it not very visible.
Sure.
Because, I mean, and I love Signs, but once you see the alien at the end, you're like, especially now it's gotten even more age, you're like, it's pretty bad. But, you need that like that little mystery element to make it spooky and
all the lights go out.
Yeah, that would be great. Silhouettes.
And like her head lights up the room, but you don't see her head very much, so you can like make a little fake head with a lamp in it.
There you go.
And it glows and people are, I don't know. I truly, I mean, I wouldn't have done a good job either.
Exactly. No.
I mean, try to be self-aware. I just like to think that I would go, we're just not going to be able to do this.
Exactly. I think
we've got like $3 million. We're not going to be able to pull off a demon destroying.
Exactly.
A studio.
No, we just can't do it unless
so
we put
expensive.
It all into some crazy cool practical. And they I do have to remind myself this was like a, I mean, not independent. I mean, IFC, I guess.
IFC
like,
is indie-ish.
Indie-ish, but they have way more money than like a true indie.
Sure. Whatever. It's not a Winnie the Pooh horror movie.
And this movie had like 50 production companies. I don't know if you're, I was like, what's going on here, man?
One of the longest of those I've ever seen.
Yeah. I think still the longest was, oh my God, RRR, but it was almost, it almost made it even better. Cause it was like, there's like 40 production companies,
but this one seemed like each production company had an animated logo. So they just kept going to a next animated logo.
I was like, all right.
Lightning Pictures. Oh, Werewolf Pictures. It's like, wow, this is a lot,
too
guys.
Too much, man.
This is way too much.
Too much going on.
But we can't only talk about Late Night with the Devil, can we?
There was one last thing I wanted to say. And I get it. It's a new era. It's a new age.
Mm-hmm.
But especially with just how much it's been a big issue lately.
Yeah.
I definitely had a problem. There's a few cuts to like interstitials that are like, we'll be right back. And there's like Halloween graphics, and they are 100% just AI. Like someone just typed in a prompt that you can, like the fucking owl has like 70 talons. I was like, this just is sloppy. Like I was like, it like really annoyed me. I was like, go fuck yourself. Like I had a moment where I was like, you couldn't get, there's so many great artists that do that style too.
Yeah.
And like, especially around like Halloween stuff. That set me off. I was like, okay.
And it was also weird because it was like, I mean, it seemed like in general, they were trying to make things feel right.
Yeah, exactly.
And those were just like, oh, well, yeah, that kind of sucks. And it was like a big kind of Twitter, people were mad, which.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't even see that.
Yes.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Okay,
yeah. Which there's like a in between where it's like, well, I don't think you should punish these people for doing this thing when they started making the movie 2 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
But still, it does suck.
I just can't imagine watching it being like, yeah, we'll keep that image that has like an owl with one eye that looks like insane. Like, it just doesn't make any sense.
No.
Just feels very a countercraft as well. Like, it's just like,
yeah,
the whole thing's just countercraft. And just like little weird choices, like the end, that says like end transmission and then it changes to it is complete. I was like, that's so lame. I don't know. Yeah. I'm sorry. I just like, that's lame.
What transmission?
What are we talking about? Yeah. It's like people just with a million ideas and like, we have VFX so we can do them all.
What is the transmission though?
Yeah. What are we talking about?
Did that show on TV?
Exactly.
I mean, maybe it did.
Maybe. I just,
does it show end? I don't know.
It just, I don't know. I'm not trying to dog it, but I have a lot of issues.
I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
But I didn't love it as much as the next movie I speak about. In my Panda Express presents, express yourself about the movies you watched this week. Play that beautiful bean footage, please.
Ding, 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 bing, bing, bonk. It's time for the Panda Express. Boop, boop, because we got some things to express. Ding, ding, about the things we watch. Boop, boop, this week. Da-dum-da-dum-prong.
La, 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 la. You know what I watched this week, Michael?
I think I do.
And I would urge you to watch.
Okay.
On your own time.
All right.
Immaculate.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Starring Sydney Sweeney,
mm-hmm,
which
mm-hmm.
is, spoiler alert, also a baby movie.
Whoa, a baby movie?
I mean, it's Immaculate is in the title.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You probably have some idea that there's a baby
there's
in there.
There's a baby in it.
And I thought, and I'm not overselling it, I thought it was just awesome. I had a great time.
Interesting.
Now it is... It is like one of those kind of art trash movies where it has like the insides are all trash.
Mm.
You know, there's like a few different scenes of vomiting.
Yeah.
There's like nuns with like wet underwear so you can see their nipples. There's lots of people just having their heads smashed.
Wow.
Or their noses smashed.
Dang.
Or beakers smashed over their heads. Or just shit like that.
Whoa.
But it was also kind of, you know, hey, this sort of looks like a real movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had a great time.
That's awesome.
It did basically what I always ask for out of like a kind of genre movie.
Yeah.
Is it knew to get in and get out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Not a long movie.
I like
it
that.
It knew to kind of take advantage of to make the lack of budget a feature.
Yeah.
They have kind of one great location. The location mm-hmm. is some old, beautiful church-looking place.
Yeah, that's
cool. And it just is big and beautiful, so every thing they shoot in it looks great.
Yeah.
Because it's just like a, you know, huge, you know, windows and like all these candles and it's just beautiful. Huge doors, vast doors.
Like a door, like a vast door.
Yeah, just a huge door. And it also just like maybe every 3 minutes something weird or gross happened. They were like, hey, even for dummies like you, you can handle this.
Yeah.
Look, here's another weird thing. Just every once in a while, yeah. They just kept it going. I had such a great fucking time.
That makes me happy. See,
I mean,
that's how you want to leave a movie. You want to just be like, oh, that was wild.
I was just like, wow, wow.
Cool.
And it's also a movie that never, outside of one thing, which maybe I can discuss if we ever really, really spoiler talk about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It mostly keeps going for it.
Okay, cool.
Like when there's things that are teased, you're like, oh, there's no way though. Oh, okay.
Oh,
cool. Okay,
they did it. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I didn't expect them to do that.
Yeah.
And I just loved it. I had a great time.
That's wild. Yeah.
I had so much fun. Best movie of the year. I've said it before and I'll say it again.
Wow. Immaculate. That's amazing.
So far. Who knows?
There's still other things that are coming.
Plenty.
Plenty of things.
Cuckoo.
Cuckoo.
Lots of other stuff. Lots
tarot.
Other stuff.
I have a feeling that's not.
Is there a tarot movie coming out?
Yeah, have you not seen the trailers?
I mean, it sounds great.
There's a cursed deck of tarot cards, and all of the tarot characters come to life.
Yes, I have seen the trailer. Sounds amazing. Can't wait to see it.
It's going to be wild.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, I love a good trailer that gives away like every death in the movie. You're like, yep, okay, that character's dead. They're dead.
The ballet vampire one
has,
I think it shows every character after they are dead.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, they're just not going to, I mean, kind of guess they wouldn't survive.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like there's at least 3 seconds of every character as a vampire.
I know. I was like,
just like, well, okay.
Why are you showing?
All right. I guess, yeah. Well, they're all going to turn into vampires. So yeah. I guess that's the end of the movie.
Cool.
Cool. I can't wait to, well, I guess I get to see how it happens. So lucky.
Exactly. To this day, I still hold that The Shape of Water is the worst trailer I've ever seen because it gives you beat for beat the entire movie. And then I saw it and I was like, that was the trailer just extended.
That's the movie.
Like,
yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
It's really fucking weird.
Anyway,
did you watch anything?
I did. I rented a film. It was kind of in the indie vein. I'm sure it had some money behind it. It had Daisy Ridley.
I remember her.
Yeah, she was in a movie. The movie is called Sometimes I Think About Dying.
I remember seeing this trailer.
Yeah, slow-paced, like kind of like quiet movie about someone who doesn't really socialize very much and imagines herself dead in all these different places, which was kind of fun. Those are really interesting. Like she sees a crane and she imagines herself just like – hanging from. I was like, whoa. So there's some cool stuff there.
My kind of gal.
But yeah, I don't know. It wasn't great. It was just kind of like, eh.
Yeah.
I just watched that movie.
That's sort of what I felt like when I watched the trailer.
It leaves you kind of going.
It was also, now this is maybe just the trailer itself, but the trailer made it feel like one of those movies where it was like, oh, God, it sucks to be ugly when it's, like, the hottest girl you've ever seen.
I know.
It's like, well, yeah, I hate to break it to you, but you're incredibly attractive.
And no one else in the movie even comes close. Like, it's like, everyone else just looks kind of like a regular person.
Yeah.
And she falls in love with, this regular guy. And you're like, I guess it happens, but it feels so funny. But she never really, I don't know, her character never really opens up that much.
Oh.
And by the time where there's like a little peak of like, oh, she's a human, it just ends. And you're like, oh, okay. It's just kind of weird.
We did it.
And it is kind of didn't. It tried to do like a little, you know, fantastical ending that just kind of didn't really. It was like, eh.
It's a tough. You got to be able to pull that off.
It's definitely one of those that just is gone from your mind.
Oh.
You're like, all right, that's.
I saw a similar movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, tell me about it.
Called Here.
Uh-huh.
A Belgian movie at our favorite Belcourt Theater right here in Nashville,
Belcourt,
Tennessee, where I am, at least.
I miss it.
And it was okay.
Yeah.
That's what I will say about it. It's very concerned with, like, the power of nature.
Okay, gotcha.
And how, like, industrialization is kind of through noise and like the way it looks is really kind of a curse upon nature.
Interesting. Yeah, yeah.
So it is like ostensibly a story about this guy who may be Russian or Romanian or something is about to go back to Romania, but he's in Belgium. And there's this woman who is she's like some kind of botanist, mm-hmm. but she's Chinese, like her
interesting. Yeah,
aunt
yeah.
is Chinese. And so they sort of meet and they have kind of a meet cute, and it's kind of about that. But it's that entire story takes place over the runtime of a film.
Oh, interesting.
So it's like very slow. sometimes to its advantage, like yeah. a lot of it is just like, oh, isn't it nice to be in the moment and look at a pretty thing? Sure. So that's a lot of the, like, there are definitely long sections of the movie that are purely experimental movie where it's just like, here's a nice thing to look at. Isn't yeah. nature beautiful?
Isn't it?
That kind of thing. I found it occasionally tedious, but some of it was nice.
Yeah, that's good.
And I think if you're a person who is not easily bored, you will quite enjoy it because it's quite pretty.
Yeah.
Their performances are quite nice together. And once I got into the mood, like there's a few quite long shots at the beginning to kind of say, this is what this movie is.
Yeah.
These are like, hey, this is what the whole thing is. There's Settle wind, there's leaves. But it was fine.
Yeah.
Another movie where I was like, yeah, yeah, okay.
All right. Yeah.
It's no immaculate.
It's no, yeah.
It's not immaculate.
It
sorry.
Cannot touch it.
Whatever your name is, Belgian director.
Yeah. Sorry.
You are not. Oh, I wanted to say also about Immaculate.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like this is the perfect Sydney Sweeney vehicle.
Okay, cool.
Because the thing I've had a problem with about her in the other movies I've seen her in mm-hmm. is that she seems very confused.
Yeah.
She seems lost.
Yes.
And that is kind of her whole character in this.
Okay, perfect.
Like, she is a nun who's at this new convent that she's never been to, and it's in Rome, so she doesn't speak Italian very well.
Yeah.
So she's always confused.
There you go.
Which is perfect. And I kind of related it to like Keanu and how Keanu is like great in roles where he is either kind of formless, kind of like emotionless,
yes.
or like a dummy, a confused
exactly.
dummy. Like, he's great in The Matrix because he's just so great at appearing confused.
Yeah.
And this is why I think Sydney Sweeney's like really good in Immaculate, because it's the perfect thing for her. She's just like,
that makes
what the
sense.
Fuck is, hey, what's going on? Like, that is, those line readings are absolutely perfect for the situation she's put
good
into.
At that. Yeah, I right. feel like even from the trailer, I was like, oh, this looks like the best role I've seen. Like, that and White Lotus, because in White Lotus, she's like a stoner who's just
yes.
like
perfect.
Fumbling around. It's like, oh, yeah, yeah. there you go. That's your good role.
Hey, but, check it out.
Yeah, that's
in awesome. Theaters now.
I have to go see it. I have
Mampy?
To go. I gotta go.
I want to tell you a few things.
Okay, tell me.
One,
about
give us 5 stars on your apps. Write us a review. Re on all of us. You know, retweet and re-gram and redo it. Put it in your story. Do all those things.
Do it, please.
Tell a friend in real life, as uncomfortable as that sounds,
it is
to be
hard.
Like, oh, you know what? I love to listen to a podcast. And everybody, for some reason, even though everybody listens to podcasts, people like hate podcasts.
Yeah, it didn't weird, really make any sense.
Really weird thing.
Okay.
Everybody's like, oh, aren't podcasts the worst? And then everyone I know listens to them.
I will say, I was surprised. I told someone the other day and they went, what? That's so cool. And I was like, I thought you were going to ridicule me. But then they were like, oh, yeah, that's cool. I was like, oh, all right.
Is it? Yeah, so. It kind of is, I guess.
If you're in Malaysia, it is. Okay. Number 59, baby.
Mr. Mampy, thank you so much. It's been such
You're
a pleasure
welcome.
Speaking it's about the film Late Night
always,
with the Devil.
Always.
We'll see you next week and hear you next week for more talk on the movies of the
movies.
Weeks.
We love the movies.
On behalf of Behamp. On behalf of Mampy Hikes, I'm Sean Parrott saying to you, bon appetit.
Bon appetit.